This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, as it's World Sight Day, we're focusing in on very specific stories around sight loss and the challenges and the solutions that are out there to help us live a more independent life. And I think this is a really positive story I want to share with you today. RNIB have been working with a number of companies, but mainly Kellogg's, to develop a new style of box. Now, we might have experienced over the years Braille on products. You know, you go into a store and you pick up, say, paracetamol, and you'll find that the boxes have Braille on them, which is absolutely brilliant. But Braille can't give you all the information that you might want. You might want directions for use information. You might want to know how many milligrams each tablet is, all of that. Well, Braille can give you so much, but imagine you could get so much more information from the very smartphone that you have in your pocket. Well, Mark Powell is here from RNIB to tell us all about this new collaboration between RNIB and Kellogg's. Hi to you, Mark.
Hi, Steve.
So tell us all about this latest news of the partnership between RNIB and Kellogg's then.
Yeah, it's a really exciting one, and everybody's probably thinking, well, what's this going to be? And yeah, it's 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 something quite different. And, you know, it's something that, you know, for people, you know, myself, I'm registered blind myself, and I've, you know, it's always been something that's been, you know, really tricky to do, you know, accessing information on packaging. And we should have the right to know what's within packaging. It's you know, if I want to, you know, cut down on my sugar or whatever it might be, you know, or I could have allergen information, could need allergen information, you know, I want to know that. And Kellogg's have essentially taken that, and they have partnered with us and created an accessible box to celebrate World Sight Day, which contains three ways in which you can access the packaging through Braille, which has a limited amount of information, which is about the product. That's all it really contains. It's got larger print on the back, but more, very excitingly, Steve, it contains a well, what you can think of as the next generation of QR code, which is called a NaviLens code.
Oh, okay. Right, so tell us about this then. What's a NaviLens code?
So NaviLens, like I say, think of it as the next generation of QR code. Now, QR codes have to be read quite, they're close proximity, so you have to be really close to them, and you also have to know where they are. Now, but a NaviLens code is a bit different to that, where it's the same size, same sort of shape as a QR code, a little bit more colourful, but it can actually be detected from distance. So the size of the code depends on the size of the code, means that it can be detected from, you know, 2 meters away or 35, 40 meters away. So if you think of a NaviLens code, which is about the size of just a little bit bigger than a stamp, which is on the Kellogg's box itself, if you point your phone when you've downloaded the NaviLens app in the general direction of the box, you can detect that from about 3 meters away. Even from if you think about an A4 size NaviLens code, that can be detected from about 35 meters away. So the same solution, we're talking about product information here, but the same solution is used across the world in major train stations and transport networks for navigation. And it can be, you know, contain so many different kinds of information, live information like your train times, right to multi-directional information. So the code's square, it's got four sides, and essentially in Spain, when we went over there last year, you can approach this code on the floor from one side and you can get different information if you approach it from the other side. So it's pretty cool, I can tell you that.
That sounds amazing. That's absolutely fantastic. So because I think that's the point. You know, Braille is great, and if you read Braille, that's fine. But, you know, unless you want an entire bumpy box full of Braille dots, you know, you're not going to get all the information that the box has on it in Braille. So that's the first problem. So you'll get minimal information, which is fine, telling you the brand, telling you the product. But it's that detail, isn't it? Especially these days. I mean, we're hearing so much about nutrition and the importance of it, but you need the information, and you Absolutely. Can't fit it all in the back of a box or in Braille. You can't make the text size big enough, otherwise the box would have to be, you know, three times the size. So that doesn't work. So this is where the smart tech really does help. And smartphone tech is, you know, is we're getting so much more used to dealing with this kind of tech, but it does open up so much more information to us.
Absolutely, Steve. You know, it's the information side, but it's also, you know, the with this solution as well, you can actually walk down the aisle of the breakfast aisle. And if you walk past the Cocoa Pops and you have wanted to, you can actually filter this information too. So if all the products on that shelf, which we're hoping, you know, in future Kellogg's may consider doing this, if it's successful, you could essentially find that product too. So it's not just getting the information, it's locating it.
Yeah.
And which then opens up a whole new avenue. And you're right, you know, Braille itself, you know, we wouldn't fit all that information on the box. Also, commercially, I think a lot of organizations will find it difficult because of the costs associated to doing that, but it just wouldn't fit on, you know, it's so limited in what we can fit. And when we're trying to navigate and find a product, if we're Braille users, we don't walk along the side of the shelves with our hands out either, you know, so we have to think about what are the ways now in which what are these new ways that we can access this information. And through the use of the smartphone and the NaviLens app, you know, for the first time, so intuitively, we can get information. Every bit of information on that box will be delivered to you in a format that you can read, that you can use your Zoom or your screen reader on your phone, both on Apple and Android devices. And, you know, it's, as I say, it's so intuitive and so easy to do.
So where do we get the app and what products is it on currently?
So you can get the app from your App Store. So it's on the Google Play Store and on the Apple App Store. There's two apps, and this is the important thing to remember. There's two apps with NaviLens. So there's NaviLens and there's NaviLens Go. Now, NaviLens Go will actually present quite a visually rich experience. So for people with some residual vision, it's actually really cool because it still retains some of the visuals, like the traffic light system on the front of the box, but it doesn't take away from the accessibility of that content. So you've got NaviLens Go, and that's one app, and you've also got NaviLens. And NaviLens is great too because it takes away some of those visual distractions. So it simplifies the form really into text again. Not taken away from the accessibility at all. It's all there. So you've got a choice, really. Both apps are great. Both apps are accessible, and both apps are available on both the app stores.
Absolutely brilliant. It sounds amazing. Can't wait to try it out, especially as it is World Sight Day. We're really pleased to hear this announcement. And of course, more information can always be found at rnib.org.uk. For now, though, Mark Powell, thank you so much for your time.
Cheers, Steve.
This is RNIB Connect Radio.